And bringing a pet from a shelter in a home, the most common way that act is thought of is that it's taking on responsibility. The truth is that a pet is an asset in many ways that are overlooked. It's been proven through real-life events that the pet rescued from a shelter becomes a very happy and loving addition to the family. It's also been equally proven how that pet becomes an emotional and physical benefit for the people who give them a new home. Those truths are the foundation for the project. My next guest is here to detail. It's called Mutual Rescue. And here to explain what it's all about is Carol Novello. Thanks for being here today, Carol.
Thanks so much, Chris. Delighted to be here.
And it's mutualrescue.org. Learn more about what we are about to talk about here. And well, give us the mission and the cause and the foundation. What's the idea behind Mutual Rescue?
Sure. Mutual Rescue stands for a very simple proposition, which is more often than not, when we rescue pets, they're actually rescuing us. And Mutual Rescue is a national initiative to really change the conversation from people or animals to people and animals. So I run a local shelter, Humane Society Silicon Valley, and one of the things that people sometimes ask me is, why am I helping animals when I could be helping people? And so we decided we wanted to start a national initiative to really demonstrate the power that comes with welcoming a rescue animal into your life.
And as far as helping people, we are a generous nation. When we look at the total amount given to charity, last status from 2015 of $373 billion, only 1% of that went to animal-related causes. So it is time to give a lot more love to the animals.
Yeah, it is. It's a really surprising statistic. And again, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to launch this initiative is we want to elevate the cause of animal welfare, because people sometimes think, oh, if I'm giving to animals, I'm taking away from people. And in fact, in many cases, animals are part of the solution to what ails us.
A lot of times, too, people think they're giving, when they give to a national organization, they're helping out a local cause. And with animal shelters, that is not the case.
Yeah. It's most people think that humane societies, the local humane societies in their towns and communities, are chapters of the Humane Society of the United States, and that's not the case. Humane Society of the United States is a great organization. They do a lot of legislation, work, advocacy, education. But if you want to save animals in your local community, you need to be supporting the local shelters and rescue groups in your community. So calling a humane society an animal shelter, actually, that's just a generic term. Humane society is a generic term for animal shelter or animal organization.
So what are some of the ways that you're getting the message out and bringing this mission to as many people as possible?
Yeah, so we put out a call for stories. Last year, we asked people to submit their stories about how they rescued an animal and how that animal rescued them. And we put together a pilot film to really bring that idea to life. It was called Eric and Petey, and it launched last February 2016. And it really has spread around the globe. More than 85 million times it's been viewed. And so we want to continue educating people about that impact. And we have made four more films, two of which have already been released. And if you go to mutualrescue.org, you can see not only the Eric and Petey film, but also Kylie and Liza, as well as Tracy and Jack, which was just released. And we have two more films coming out this year. So we'd love for people to view those films, to share them with their friends and family, to get the word out. And if they feel inspired, they can donate to the Mutual Rescue Fund, which benefits a variety of different local animal shelters across the country.
Dr. Carol Novello from Mutual Rescue. She is also the force behind the Humane Society Silicon Valley, mutualrescue.org. Is we're going to learn more about this program. And if I understand correctly, too, Carol, if they feel they have a story that's worthy for the cause and to help the cause, they can submit their own Mutual Rescue story.
That's right. We've got a call out for more Mutual Rescue stories. People can submit their story through June 30th, and we're going to be making another series of films. And so we want folks to share their stories with us, and we look forward to continuing to make these films and get them out there. And if someone feels inspired today to share their story. We'd love for them to go to mutualrescue.org and submit it.
Now, when it comes to pet adoption, what is one of the one of the most important ideas people are confused about that maybe keeps them from taking a step in adopting a pet?
Sure. I think one of the things is really getting clear on the type of pet that you want in terms of the characteristics, because a lot of people, I think, you know, say, oh, I want, you know, a big dog, and they're not actually really clear about what it is that they want. So one of the ways that you can get clear is just, you know, spending time in a shelter, getting to visit with some of the animals. Another thing that's also hugely beneficial is you can foster animals. So many shelters and rescue groups have foster programs, and that's a way where you can kind of dip your toe in the water and have an experience with the animal if you're not quite sure that you're ready for adoption. And we find frequently we call that foster failures, because a lot of times folks end up falling in love with their foster animal and they end up adopting it in the end.
And I guess on the flip side of that too, if you're deliberating about adopting an animal, it's not something you do spur of the moment. You have to do some careful consideration, because, I mean, you can bring the animal home, the cat or the dog, or some cases in some shelters, you can adopt other types of animals too. And then you say, oh, it's not going to work out. You take the animal back. That's a little traumatic for the animal.
Yeah, it is. And so we definitely want folks to be thoughtful about making the decision. It is a responsibility to bring a pet and an animal into your life. What I've seen over and over again is the responsibility is in nowhere in comparison to the huge value that animals bring into our lives and how they really enrich it on a day-to-day basis, and in some cases can really miraculously transform people's lives.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we call a certain type of animal doing a certain task a quote-unquote service animal, but really any animal you bring to the house, especially adopted from a shelter, as I said back in the introduction, they are going to be loving and caring and grateful. You might not think an animal capable of that emotion, but having adopted a cat from a shelter, I had 19 wonderful years with that cat, and standoffish was not a characteristic of that cat, much to the stereotype of others. And we've seen we've seen animals just lift spirits. They get people through tough times. They're a companion for an elderly person after they lose a spouse. I mean, there's so many beneficial elements to being an adoptive family or adoptive individual for pets.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact is that there's still 3 million animals in the United States that are being euthanized. And we can fix that very easily. There's so many people in the United States, if folks just thought about bringing an animal into their home, we could take care of that problem in a relatively short period of time. So we hope that people will be inspired to bring an animal into their home. And, you know, it's really important as well to think about the type of animal, again, the characteristics that are a match. Because all animals are different. They're just like people. They all have different personalities, and making that match is important.
And learn more about Mutual Rescue and how to submit your own Mutual Rescue story to add to the work and the cause, and to find out more about why pet adoption has so many benefits that you probably have not even thought about, mutualrescue.org. And we've been talking with the founder of Mutual Rescue, Carol Novello. Carol, thanks so much for helping us think about the positive aspects of pet adoption. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris.